This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Miller, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. We appreciate you. This is our season one finale of the podcast, and in this episode, we'll be sharing some simple tips on how you can launch into the new year and make 2025 the best year yet. And even if you're listening to this episode after the new year, these simple tips will still help you make things happen. This episode will help you get to that next level. And while this episode's all about helping you get to that next level by making things happen, it's important to highlight the importance of giving back and doing what you can to help make a difference in the lives of others, especially during the holiday season. I strive to help make a difference as much as I possibly can. In fact, I try to do at least one thing every day that I consider a good deed. Maybe it's volunteering your time. Maybe it's donating money, holding the door open for someone, picking up trash off the ground, or jump-starting someone's car in the YMCA parking lot on the coldest day of the year, as I recently did. Or maybe it's offering someone advice or a helping hand. Whatever it is, you will find that helping others is one of the most satisfying and important things that you can do. So in addition to the simple tips provided in this season finale episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast to help you get to that next level, to help you make things happen, I strongly encourage you to do what you can to help others. And finally, before we get to the episode, it's your last chance to get entered into our last and largest big money giveaway drawing here at Miller Scrap and Disposal. All customers who are signed up for Miller Disposal's local trash service by the end of the year, so by December 31st, 2024, they are automatically entered into the $500 big money giveaway drawing. You can sign up at millerscrap.com or call us here at the office, 507-452-2067. And we also have a promotion where new and existing single unit residential customers can get 1 month of local trash service absolutely free. Give us a call at the office here to learn about those details. Well, now it's time to get to our season finale episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. In this episode of Scrap Guy Solutions, in this season one finale episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast, we are going to give you some simple tips to launch into the new year and help you make 2025 the best year yet. First and foremost, it begins with believing in yourself. It's time to focus on yourself. It's time to take control of your life. It's time to take responsibility. It's time to figure out what you want and then go after it. It's time for you to tell yourself, I can do it. And if someone tells you that you can't, do what I do. Use it as motivation to prove them wrong. Next, figure out what you want and set a goal to get it done. Start with maybe one goal, maybe two goals, but don't make it too many. Start with one or two. Maybe it's a health and wellness or a fitness goal. Maybe you want to start a side hustle or get a promotion or a raise at work. Or maybe you want to spend more time with your family. Maybe go on more dates with your wife. Whatever it is, you and only you can determine what you want. You and only you can determine what that goal is or what those goals are. Write them down somewhere. I have a whiteboard hanging in my closet, so every morning when I get dressed, I look at that whiteboard and I review my goals. And then at the end of the day, when I'm putting my pajamas on, I also review those goals. Write down your goals somewhere so you look at them every single day, so it reminds you what your goals are. Next, put a plan in place to accomplish your goals. Put a plan in place that allows you to chip away at your goals day by day. You wrote them down. Now you have to make it happen. Figure out your plan, visualize your plan, write it down if that helps. But most importantly, now it's time to get started on that plan. It's time to execute your plan so you can accomplish your goal or accomplish your goals. So what does that mean? It's time to take action. You have to put in the time. You have to put in the hard work. You have to put in the effort to execute your plan to accomplish your goal. You have to want it. You have to work for it. You have to earn it. Because if you don't, guess what? Someone else will. So get after it. And when an obstacle gets in your way, figure out how to overcome it. And when an opportunity comes your way, figure out a way to take advantage of it. There really isn't any reason to overcomplicate it or make it harder than it needs to be. You can accomplish any reasonable goal when you believe in yourself, when you put a plan in place, and when you put in the time and the hard work and the effort to make it happen. And keep it simple. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people try to make things much harder than they need to be. Who knows why they do it? Maybe they do it to try to prove a point, or they're trying to make themselves look good or look like they know how to do something. But I can't think of an easier way to say it other than keep it simple. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to put in the time and the work and the effort. It just means you don't have to make things more complicated than they need to be. A few more things that have been very helpful for me personally that have helped me make things happen, that have helped me get things done, and I think these things might be helpful for you as well. They include: build a positive mindset by distancing yourself from negativity. A few years ago, I stopped watching the news, and it made me feel more positive and more upbeat. Another thing I try to do is distance myself from negative people. We all know that person. I call them a negative Nelly, but we all know that person who seems to be negative about everything. They constantly blame others. They constantly complain. Oh, complainers and blamers absolutely drive me nuts. It's always someone else's fault. They like to gossip about others, and they always have all the answers. They are never wrong. Well, these type of people are very toxic, and if you allow them, they will suck you right in and make you feel miserable. It happened to me in the past, but trust me, I've learned my lesson. Oftentimes, these type of people are insecure, and as a result, they are constantly trying to be the center of attention. I've worked really, really hard to distance myself from these folks, and it makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference when it comes to your positive mindset. You know why? Because you tend to act similar to the people you hang out with or the people that you're around, which is why negative and these toxic folks tend to get along with each other. So on a personal level, I try to hang out with like-minded people who are positive, people who are upbeat, and people who share my competitive and entrepreneurial spirit, my business-minded spirit. The bottom line is this: distancing yourself from negativity, from the drama, from toxic people will help you transform to a more positive mindset, which will ultimately help you accomplish your goals and help you make things happen. Instead of hanging out with people who are negative and constantly trying to bring you down to their level, hang out with folks who will help you be the best version of you. Hang out with like-minded people who will help you get things done, who help you make things happen. Which brings me to the importance of building relationships. If you want to put yourself in the best position to be successful, it's important to build relationships. Get involved in the community, volunteer for a nonprofit, get involved at church, volunteer at school, or help coach your kids' sports team. I can't tell you how many people I've met and how many relationships I have built simply by being involved. I was hoping to do a full podcast episode on the importance of building relationships, and unfortunately, I didn't get to it here in season one, but I do plan to do it in season two because it is so important. For now, I'll say this: get involved and try to leave a positive impression on everyone you meet. If you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard me talk about Michael Ditchfield. Michael's a former professional soccer player. He also kicked for the Denver Broncos, I think probably back in the late 1970s or the early 1980s. I met Michael during my freshman year of college when I was out in Denver, Colorado, and I will never forget him telling me this. Jeremy, it's not what you know or who you know, it's who knows you. I'll repeat that. It's not what you know or who you know, it's who knows you. This obviously has stuck with me ever since my freshman year of college, so it's something that is very, very important to me and something that I'll never forget. And I always, always try to leave a positive impression on everyone I meet, because you never know when or under which circumstances you will meet them again. And the best way to leave a positive impression on someone is by being respectful. It's as simple as that. There's no need to make it more complicated or harder than it needs to be. As I said earlier, keep it simple and be respectful to people, and you will be amazed at how far that gets you and how many relationships you will build and how much of a positive impression you will leave on other people by simply being involved and being respectful. And I'll wrap it up by saying this. Surround yourself with a good team of people. People that you can trust. People you can rely on. Whether it's starting a new business or maybe starting a side hustle, working towards a raise or a promotion, or trying to take a multi-generational business to the next level, you must build an A-team. Early on, both in my business and my legislative careers, I tried to do it all. I took on too much. I micromanaged, and I did a terrible job, a terrible, terrible job of delegating responsibilities. I didn't delegate. I just did what needed to be done, and I tried to do it all. And as a result, my personal life, especially in my family, paid the price. And my health and wellness also paid a price from being stressed to the absolute max. Fortunately for me, I learned my lesson, and I have learned the importance of hiring great people, delegating responsibilities, and allowing people to do their job. We have a great team, an amazing team in place here at Miller Scrap and Disposal, and unless they recently started as a result of us growing and hiring more team members, I think most of our folks have been with us about 10 years or longer. We have a great staff at the Minnesota Senate who I've had the pleasure of working with to serve our area and the great state of Minnesota. Together with this great Senate staff, we make constituent service a top priority. And last, but certainly not least, our incredible staff, our amazing staff at Sliced is just so awesome. I can't tell you how many compliments we have for the friendly service that we have at Sliced, not to mention the delicious food that they cook up for our amazing patrons. Not only has having incredible people involved here at the scrapyard and in the Senate and at Sliced resulted in a much healthier work-life balance for me personally, but it has allowed me to focus more time and energy on growing our scrap and recycling business, launching new businesses, including the recent launch of our Miller Disposal local trash service. It has allowed me more time and more energy to expand our real estate investment business, something that Janelle and I enjoy doing together. And perhaps most importantly, it's allowed me to spend more time with Janelle and the boys. I've been in roles where I've built teams, and I've been in roles where I'm on a team built by others. Here at the Scrapyard and at Sliced, I am super proud of the teams that I've helped build. I'm also working with some great, incredible startup companies where I'm not building the team, but instead I've been recruited to help build and expand the company. Regardless if you're building a team or if you're on a team built by others, you have the opportunity to use your skills and to showcase your talents to get to that next level. You have the opportunity to prove yourself, to prove that you can get things done and you can make things happen. So whatever you're doing and whatever you're trying to accomplish, just know you can't do it on your own. Surround yourself with strong people you can trust, strong people you can rely on, and let them help you make things happen and help them make things happen. It makes a huge difference, a big, big difference. 2025 is just around the corner, and it's a new year filled with opportunities for each and every one of us. And you have everything you need to make it the best year yet. Believe in yourself, set your goals, put a plan in place to accomplish your goals, then go do it. Then take action. Go out there and take advantage of the incredible opportunities ahead. It's time to figure out what you want. Then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. And that concludes season one of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. I'm going to take some time off to enjoy the holidays, enjoy some family time. And with the legislative session beginning in mid-January, I'm not exactly sure when we'll begin season two, but we already have some pretty awesome interviews lined up, so I am super excited. Thank you so much for listening. We truly appreciate your continued support. And if you've enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, give us a like, and share with others. You can get in touch with me by emailing scrapguysolutions@gmail.com or check out the website scrapguysolutions.com. And most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out. 4, 3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the rise, can't hold me down, I'm too fly. This is my time. Ready to shine, brighter than all of the lights, 'cause when it's game time.